I was going to say, when I first got here, that my only credentials of being here is I love the Lord and I'm saved.
Amen.
I've been true to my wife.
Amen.
And I'm here in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that's important for us. I believe the Lord has a clean church. I believe it's a church without spot,
yes,
wrinkle, and blemish. And of all things, that's what the Lord has burdened me to talk about tonight.
Amen.
So I desire your prayers. We appreciate each one. Appreciate the visitors. And
amen.
Glad you're here. I know the Lord just doesn't let us come together like this by accident, does he? He has a purpose in it all.
Amen.
So I desire your prayers. I'm nothing but a servant.
Amen.
I don't have any program to offer. I don't, and you don't either.
Amen.
We just have the Lord.
Yes.
And how I'm thankful tonight to be saved, be delivered from sin.
Yes.
We've heard so much in this meeting. It's been a real blessing to me.
Yes.
And I'm thankful tonight with all of my heart.
Amen.
Well, whoever selected that song tonight, it has a lot in there. It said, kind of give the preacher just the freedom, just open up.
Amen.
I don't know what else to do but open up.
Yeah.
I just have the word of the Lord here tonight anyway, so.
Amen.
The thought that I have on my heart this evening, the Lord's been dealing with me and talking to me this evening throughout the meeting about who is the mother. Who is the mother? There's a lot of questions tonight about who's the mother. You know, everybody likes to say, I am. I'm it. I was at a place a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, all of us, we like to have that saying, that feeling, that I'm it. I'm it. Well, they had that too. And there were some of them in there that I believe that are saved. Tonight, my point is not to bring attention to who is right, but what is right.
Amen.
The Word of God is always right.
Yes.
I can fail.
Yes.
You can fail.
Yes. Right.
But the Word of the Lord is going to stand, and it's going to be there from now on,
yes,
all throughout eternity. It's right.
Yes.
It'll stand by itself.
Amen.
Don't have to have anybody stand with it. It'll be there.
Yes.
And God help you and I when we find out what is right to put our whole heart into that,
yes,
and to stay close to the Lord and not deviate,
yes,
not turn to the left or turn to the right,
amen,
but stay right where God has put us.
Yes.
Who is the mother tonight?
Amen.
You know, I think about the church as being a beautiful bride.
Yeah.
I've made mention different times of seeing my wife walk down the aisle. And I got a glimpse of that tonight, just standing here, of seeing a pure woman,
yes,
come down the aisle.
Good.
She was dressed in white. She was clean.
Yeah.
The church is clean tonight.
Yeah.
The church is a beautiful situation. It's set up on a hill. It's not in the rabble of the world, but said Mount Zion is exalted above everything else.
Yes.
She's only the one of her mothers. There's only one. She's a beautiful bride.
Amen.
Thank God for tonight. Who is the mother? Big question in her mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of folks say, well, Brother Bell, who's right? Who's right? That question goes through a lot of our minds, doesn't it?
Yes.
Who's right? And we like to think, I am.
Yeah.
Old proud spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes we get to thinking, you know, say, just look at me. I want to tell you something tonight. If that is far as our picture goes,
all right,
is right here. We got a problem. If we can't point people all the way to Calvary, if we can't lift up Jesus above all and put Him and exalt Him, I live for Him. I'm a servant of His. But I want to tell you, I point people further than just me. I got to point them to the Lord. I'm endeavoring to follow Him with all my heart and life. But I want to point people further than me. Point them all the way to Calvary. We'll be safe in doing that. Jesus, I've got a whole heart full here tonight. I've just desire your prayers. 12 and 46 of Matthew. I'm thankful tonight to be saved, and I haven't lost that love that I started out with. It's been a blessing to my life to know the Lord as my personal Savior and experience that love and have Him dwelling within my heart. Have Him speak to me. Have Him reveal Himself to me. It's a wonderful thing tonight. I'm sorry. I need to... 12 and 47. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him and told him, Who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hands toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Amen. You know, as I go along, I see that God has a way of exposing or revealing or showing to us things that point us and let us know that He has a communication network with His people by the Spirit, that He can reveal things to you and I. That He can begin to show things to us and help us to see. He said here, Who is my mother? Amen. Who is my brother? And He spread His hands out. And He pointed, There they are. Not my fleshly mother. But He said, Those that do the will of my Father. Those that are obedient to the Lord and to His dealings and have responded to His promptings to them. That's my mother. That's my brother. That's my sister. A part of a body, folks. A precious thing tonight. A very precious thing. I was thinking about my own mother in the flesh. I appreciate her life very much. I have many good things that I think of when I think of my mother. She's been a very precious woman to me. My mother has prayed for me many times. My mother has carried a burden for me. She has lifted my name up to the Lord in prayer. There's a time I remember special in my mind as a young boy. We all went to bed, and I would see Mama. She would leave the bedroom and turn the corner, and she would kneel down after she had prayer with us and pray again for us. That's meant something to me. A real mother is a precious thing. Do you know a real mother loves her children? A real mother will do anything she can for her children. We used to go to the prison and have services, and my heart was always touched as we were walking up the sidewalk in Jeff City. And I would see these old, worn mothers trudging that pathway, going up that sidewalk, walking up there, and I knew they was going to see their son. Over and over and over again. Walked many a mile, or drove many a mile. I know some of them came from long distances, but they had to see their boy. You see, he's my son, and I love him dearly, and I'll do anything for him. Though he has crossed the bounds of the law, though he's done lots of things, Amen. I still love him. He's my boy. I think about my own brother that's been real wayward and gone out and
sleeps underneath bridges and all these projects and different things he goes into and stays there, and all the hard times that he's gave my mother and my dad, she still loves him. And it's breaking her heart tonight beyond measure sometimes to see her son and him not getting proper food to eat. He's over 40 years old. The mama's still worried about her son. And she saw him yesterday for the first time in a couple of years. He's down to 125 pounds, just skin and bones. My mom can hardly stand it. She knows that she could fix him something good to eat.
Yeah.
Mama could take care of her boy if he were under her care again. But it's not so. He's out and wayward, and it's worse now on her not being able to take care of him. But her love, the main thought is, her love is still there.
Yeah.
Who's the mother tonight? Let me tell you something. God has a greater love than that for you and I. He's got a greater love for His people than that, than a mother's love. I can comprehend a portion of a mother's love. You see, a mother's love is what kept me. It's what kept me out of a lot of things. I can see my mother going that extra mile and mile and mile to try to help her son, and him cuss at her. Him say things to her that's very... I can't hardly take that in my mind. My mother? She never done anything wrong to deserve that. And now is getting all these slanders and all these cuss words and the threats. It's hard to fathom, but she still loves her son. She still loves her son. Oh, tonight, the real bride of Christ has the heart of God in that. And there is the love that is spread around through the people of God that reflect the heartbeat of God. You see, God is love. And there is love in His church. There is love in His people. And I say tonight, one way you can see the real mother is to find the love. Where is the love? God help us tonight. I'd like to look in the book of 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. I say this evening that there are some clear things that God has put in the Word of the Lord. Some things are just undeniably clear. They're there.
Amen.
You can't hide them.
Amen.
They're black and white.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Look here at the wisdom of Solomon with me in the 3rd chapter. Think about this young man that's just been... He's coming up to a place people are wondering, what kind of wisdom does this fella have? What's he like anyway? Now watch what happens. Then came there two women that were harlots under the king and stood before him. And one woman said, excuse me, there's a little bit of reading here, but I must do this.
Amen.
One woman said, oh my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other saith, nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is the living. The king said, "Bring me a sword," and they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, "Divide the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other." Quite a story here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of a parallel today. You're going to find the mother, you'll find her right here. You'll find the mother right here. Divide it. Let's cut this thing in half. And what happened? Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, "O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it." But the other said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." God help us tonight. I want to tell you something about a mother. She'll sacrifice everything she has to see her child live. I want to tell you something about a harlot. The harlot will say, "Divide it. Divide it. I want my part of this thing. You give me part of it. Cut it right in half. Let's take it. Just give me my part. I'm not going to see that woman enjoy her living, and I'm going to make sure that I get her half. Divide it." God help us tonight. You want to find the mother? You want to see the mother tonight? You find a person. You find a body of people that have such a love for the child. They don't want to see the baby die. They'll do everything they can. You want to watch the works of a harlot? Divide it. Separate it. I want to tell you tonight, if you want to see the mother, if you want to see what the mother really is, you look and see her love and concern for souls. You watch and see how much love she has for the living. And when she says, "Give me mine." Oh, selfish thing. Selfish. The real mother was laying asleep. The real mother didn't know what was going on. And here the harlot came and stole her baby. Stole the baby. Took it right out from under her. And put the dead one there in its place. Not only did she steal the child, but her selfishness took her clear to the point of murder, saying, "I'm going to get not only my part, I'm going to get your part. Mine died, yours is going to die. Let's just cut it in half." The works of a harlot, folks. We sang this song, "Hew to the Line." You want to get down to the line? Do we really want to see where it's at tonight? If we want to find the mother, we're going to see the one that's concerned in the benefit of souls. To see everyone saved that I possibly can and go that extra mile, walk that sidewalk, whatever it takes to see the baby live. I'm going to do that. She'll go to any extreme without compromise. You see, the real mother has the love of that baby. The Bible says here, her bowels yearned upon her son. I'm so concerned about this thing that I want to see my real baby live. She was willing to give it up and let that other woman have it. She was willing. She said, "Do it, but don't slay him. Oh, don't take him. Don't take that baby. This is too precious." How do we value a soul tonight? How do we value? What's our emphasis? Is it, "I'm going to have my way"? I had a boss that he said, "Bud, it's my way or the highway. You pick the two." There's people who have that same attitude. You either do it like I say, get out. God help us tonight. This is the word of the Lord. This is what God give me. If you have anything to get, you can tell God on me. Tell Him on me. I was over in Russia and we talked to that one brother at 4 o'clock in the morning. He was asking questions and all back and forth and back and forth. I finally said, "Brother, you say you know God, and I say I know God,
Why don't you just ask God who I am? I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide from you. I don't. You can look me over. Turn me around. I don't have anything to hide from you. Just go ask God who I am. Tell him my name. And I went the next morning. That brother came into our room. And he had tears in his eyes. And he said, I've been praying last night. Oh, I can just see him standing there. He's in his 70s. He came in there and he said, the Lord shows me you're the children of God. Wasn't nothing of my own. We just had the same father, and the devil was trying to break us up. The devil's trying to divide us. I tell you, the devil's real tonight. He'll work in your life and mine to work this very thing. And God help us tonight. I don't want to be labeled a harlot. I don't want to be labeled a murderer. But I'm afraid tonight, this is prevalent. This is things going on. God help you and I tonight. He said here, her bowels yearned upon her son. She wanted her son alive more than anything else.
Amen.
And was willing to give him up.
Yeah.
Not stingy. Not wanting my way.
Amen.
But I'm willing to let that baby live. Folks, the thought tonight, who's the mother? You'll find the mother as she takes care of the baby.
Yeah. Amen.
The mother's going to take care of the baby.
Yeah.
That's who the mother is.
Yeah.
She's taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of abandonment.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of abandonment.
Yeah.
People running off and leaving their responsibilities.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll go have me a new family. I'll go start me a new life over here.
Yeah.
I step off here and I began to start all over again.
Yeah.
Talking about people in the religious realm now.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go over here now and I'm going to open up a brand new family. We're just going to start all over again. What are we going to have? Where's the baby? We left the baby.
Yes.
Cut it in half, and I want my half now. And I'm going to take off, and I'm going to have my part. I'm going to leave you crying and bleeding, but I'm going to have my part. Is that the Lord? Tell me tonight. A mother is concerned about her children. A mother will go to great lengths. And God help you and I tonight. You want to see the true mother?
Yes, Lord.
Watch her.
Amen.
Watch her how she acts.
Yes.
She loves her children.
Yes.
She'll do anything for her children.
Yes.
The
Lord.
Book of Corinthians talks about, call it the love chapter, but you know what it had there? There were seven unprofitable things. Seven unprofitable things without love.
Yes.
You can speak with the tongue of men and angels. You can give your body to be burned, all in the name of God.
Yes.
Yes. Don't profit anything, the Bible says.
Yes. Amen.
Charity suffereth long.
Yes.
Charity is kind.
Yes.
It's not easily provoked.
Yes.
All these things. But you see the workings of a harlot? Do you see the workings of someone that doesn't have the real baby in mind? Give me mine. I'm gone. I'm glad there's a wiser one than Solomon here tonight. Solomon was wise in all of his glory, but I'm going to tell you something. We have one that's wiser than him with us tonight. We have Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit. We have God the Father. We have everything. He is much wiser than man. He knows much more than man. This story was not put in the Bible as a blank cartridge to just fill up space. This is put in there, and it's a purposeful, a meaningful thing. And tonight, you and I, this is part of our inheritance tonight. The mother. Revelation, the 12th chapter, speaks of a woman. There appeared a woman under in heaven. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, the scripture says, a woman
clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. What a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
What a beautiful picture tonight to portray of the church.
Yeah.
She was a woman. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
She had a crown of 12 stars upon her head. She had the standing on the moon, and she was adorned and illuminated with the light that was from the sun. And I tell you tonight, this challenges my heart. The church of God is alive. It's well. She's going right on, pressing to glory. I'm glad tonight to be a member and part of this body. I'm feeble, but I'm small, but I'm glad to be a part of this thing. I can stutter and I have my problems, but I tell you, I'm a part of this body. And I'm glad to see all of God's people that are enjoying the blessings of this tonight. I'll tell you, the church of God tonight is bigger than what we can imagine sometimes. We get to thinking it's just a little thing, something holed up here, but she's a great thing. She's beautiful tonight, and I love her. And she loves everyone. There's a love that goes between the members of God's church, and it's beautiful tonight. Thank God tonight for the beautiful church of God. She stands above everything, all confusion, all babbling, everything around. I tell you tonight, she's in great conflict, and she's pressing forward tonight with victory in her camp, and she has all the blessings and power of God that He has given her. We're warring against things this evening, and we're battling against spirits, religious spirits. Someone said, you know, we've got to watch out for the devil. Well, I believe that. But you know what the devil's doing? He's not attacking the church. He's joining it. He's joining it. Pulling in, coming in here in sheep's clothing. God help us tonight. Sheep's clothing. I'm going to tell you what, you get around an old wolf long enough and you'll find out what he's like.
Yeah.
You'll get a smell of his breath and you'll see that's not no lamb. Look at those teeth. My, what teeth you have. I tell you tonight, there's a lot of things dressed up under a cloak, a religious garb.
It
has nothing at all but their own perpetual, we're wanting to continue and spread us. I want to spread Jesus.
Yes.
I want to magnify Him and put Him out to the world. I don't have nothing, no righteousness of my own.
Amen.
We've got to be able, folks, if we're perpetuating us, we're a sad bunch.
Yes.
If we just reproduce us, we have got to be reproducing through the power of the Spirit, and a new birth more than just us. We got to have something that God brings into the family, and He brings in and He blesses, and it's one of His child. It's His children. He loves them. Oh, tonight I'm encouraged. The church is still going on. She's beautiful. She's lovely. She's took her blows. But she's still going on. And she'll always go on. Might be few in number. Put out and ridiculed and misunderstood and all that. But they're still going on. They're pressing on to glory. Oh, listen, I'm telling you tonight, if we want to see the church, you see the mother, you're going to see love, you're going to see long-suffering, you're going to see the blessings of Christ manifest in that body, they're going to be there. When you begin to just see me, you begin to see my influence, we want to see more than that. God help us tonight. I'm going to die. You've got to have something more than just a man to look at. You're going to have Jesus Christ. Folks, when we have Him in focus, when we have Him in view, I'm going to tell you, we can make it. You lose that focus, and you let us start looking around at one another, we're not going to make it. We're going to say, well, where's right? Who's right? What's right? There's so much confusion in the land tonight over this very thing. So much confusion.
I don't have to be confused. Keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to keep them on Him. What He gives me to do, I'm going to press forward. I'm going to go right on. I'm not going to give in to no spirits. There's seducing spirits loose tonight. God help us tonight. You might think, Brother Bale, I've never heard you preach like that. Help us. Help us tonight. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord gave me this tonight. Praise the Lord. I believe God will have you and I tonight. Like He said, we've already sung the song. The Lord's given me the message. I want to deliver it to you tonight. This is the truth. We can stand upon it. There's things that's loosed. Spirits that's let loose out in the world, and God help you and I to be on guard for them. Religious spirits. Oh, religious spirits. Some of the worst things you and I will ever encounter is an old religious spirit. Try to tell somebody that you need help. I don't need no help. I had one person one time trying to help them. You need help too. That was their answer. And there's people trying to love them. Get your hands off of me. You need help too. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, religious spirits thinking that I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. The mother, speaking about a mother. How pure love. Undying love. Go to the grave type love. I'll love you to the end. So the baby stays alive.
Amen.
I'll do whatever it takes.
Yes.
Without compromise, I'm talking about, yes. I'll do whatever it takes to see that baby live.
Yes.
The workings of a harlot. 16 and 13, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophets. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Lord, help us tonight. I feel like my old J.C. Higgins 12-gauge shotgun. That thing, I got the plug out and I got about 5 bullets stuck in it. Oh, I tell you tonight, you and I are in a battle. As the church is a mother and she is in direct conflict with evil spirits of all sorts. It wouldn't be so bad if it was just the mouth of the beast. But it came out of the mouth of the dragon, and it came out of the mouth of the false prophet. Protestantism. Protestantism. Working, hindering people under a cloak of religion. And working miracles.
Right.
Jesus said there'd be people come up to Him in that day, Lord, we prophesied in Your name. In Your name we cast out devils. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. I tell you, we're in direct conflict, but the church is still going on. She's still beautiful. The church will go the second mile. She'll do whatever she can to see her baby live.
Yes,
Revelation, the 21st chapter, there's something here I'd like to share with you this evening. And I saw new heavens and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. He didn't stop there, and he said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. I want to tell you, this thing started not from down below. It came from up above. She came down out of heaven. And I want to tell you, it's all pure. This thing didn't start up from something from beneath. It come up and filter through the muck of the world and all the religious systems. She come down from heaven. And I'm going to tell you tonight, she is still breathing heavenly air. She is still enjoying the blessings of the Spirit of God tonight. She is still bathed in that sunlight of glory. The truth of God's Word still feeds her people. And it's real tonight. God, help us this evening. I see the church as a mother. I see her as a pure woman. I see her as full of the Holy Ghost. I see her as endued with the power from on high, breathing heavenly air. We were coming into California, and I feel for you folks out here. We were lowering down that plane, and I said, I'm going to take my last breath of fresh air while I got here. It just looked like you were breaking through some I don't know what it is, smog or whatever you call all that stuff. But I'm glad tonight, though, the people of God, wherever they are, they can get a hold of God and get a breath of that heavenly air and be able to enjoy the blessings of God. They're free. Jerusalem, which is above, is free. It's the mother of us all. Oh, tonight you can revel and enjoy the blessings of having a mother that loves you. A mother will care for you. A mother will take care of you. She'll stay with you. A real mother will stay with you. A harlot will take off. They're gone. But a real mother, let me tell you, that real mother will stay right there with the baby. Solomon saw the wisdom of the whole thing. He said, that's the real mother. Give her the baby. He knew in his heart. He knew. We start to shed a little blood here. We'll find out who she is. He would have cut her in half if the real mother would have kept quiet. He probably would have cut her right in half. He had thought, well, she don't care for it either. You might say, well, they were both harlots. They were both harlots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One was the mother of that baby.
Yes.
And I say tonight, if we want to find the mother of the baby, you see who is willing to stay with the baby. Who is willing to stay right there in thick and thin. Watch the mother carry the babies around at nighttime, all hours of the night. Set up with them in sickness. High fever. Sores and broken bones. And round the clock, there was the mother. She cared for the baby. God help us tonight. There's a lot of things that are out there tonight. Look in the 17th chapter with me. Revelation 17, he said, there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth. Good thing.
Yes.
This is something the inhabitants of the earth have been drunken.
Yes.
Have been drunken.
Good.
With so many religious spirits.
Yes.
All kinds of things under cloaks of religion is showing up. All kinds of things is popping up now. God help us. Said they committed fornication with her. So he carried me away in the spirit out of the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blaspheming, having seven heads and ten horns, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Amen.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now you get a picture of the harlot. She's drunken with the blood of the saints. God help us tonight. Slayed a many of them.
Yes.
Took them down.
Yes.
Drunk with it. Amen. Sitting on the scarlet colored beast, that golden cup. Can you picture this woman?
Yes.
Can you see tonight? We heard somebody say they hated the devil.
Yes.
I hate the devil too.
Yes.
When I see him operating
through this religious form and killing my brothers and sisters, those that's gone before me, I have a holy hatred for that kind of thing. That's no good. Drunken, head bobbing up and down, riding along on that beast, half naked, clothed with their own righteousness. God help us tonight. Do we get a picture of what's happening? Oh, scarlet colored beast, golden cup full of blood, and this is the saints. This is those that once knew the Lord, and she's took them down. Now tell me why I don't have a holy hatred for stuff like that.
Amen.
Lord, help us this evening. Divide it. Divide it. Separate it. I care nothing really about the life, but I want my part. Give me the baby. I want to tell you to come present myself before the Lord at that great judgment day, and the Lord come back to me and hand me half of that baby and say, give account of it, man. Give account of it, man. What are you going to do?
Amen.
What are you going to do? I've got innocent blood on my hands. God help us tonight. This harlot done this. And it said here, Mystery Babylon, slaying souls. Somebody's going to have to give an account for it. Somebody's going to have to face God. Oh, listen tonight. I don't know about you, but when it comes to facing God, there's all kind of people that say, I'm ready to go to the stake. But when you get down to it, and it comes to them crossing over, now I've got to face Him. I've got to face Him now. People's boldness somehow diminishes in the background. I'm going to tell you tonight, we're going to face an all-seeing God that knows everything that we have done.
Amen.
And we're going to stand before Him, and He pull out one of those babies. How are we going to be able to stand before Him?
Lord help us.
You see, my heart's burdened tonight. I didn't just make this up.
Amen.
The Lord gave this to me.
Amen.
I've got to deliver it to you. But folks, listen, if we got a baby on our hands and that thing dies, we're in trouble.
Yes.
I tell you, as a minister of God tonight, there's fear and trembling goes down me when I think about this.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us. And our life is precious. Our hands are precious souls.
Yes. Yes.
Precious souls. If I don't deliver you the word of the Lord, if I don't live it up by my life, if somehow I fail you, there's going to be some blood required at the watchman's hand. Blood required at the watchman's hand tonight. Oh, listen. It causes me, I get fearful and think, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. It makes me fear and tremble inside, and I roll on my bed sometimes and I think, God, this is too great. Would you help me? I've got souls that's at my charge. I want to be careful to discharge what you gave me. Bible said some men's sins are open beforehand going on to judgment, and some men's sins follow after them. Oh, listen tonight, there's such delusion in the world. I've heard people say so boldly, I'm right. And I know that there are things following behind they're not aware of. It's our job as in the ministry. As a watchman on the wall. As a watchman. To point those things. God help us tonight. Folks, we have something great here before us this evening. We have something precious, and we need the Lord's help to be able to make it through. To be able to carry that baby and to feed that baby and to make sure that we go make it on the other side.
Amen.
Watch out. You know, the mathematical equation for cults is to add, multiply, divide, and subtract. Subtract. Simple equation. The book of Revelation, he said, if any man takes away from the sayings of this book, I'm going to take his name out of the book of life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us tonight. I'm not interested in just multiplying me.
Amen.
I'm interested in multiplying Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That should be our desire also. The Lord help us tonight. The thief is alive. I was here last night and the thought came to me. The thief is around.
Yeah.
He's stealing things.
Yes.
Stealing.
Amen.
A thief. You ever had anything stolen from you?
Yes.
Come home, my house has been broken into and tore things up and broke down the door and come in there and all this stuff is tore up and my house is in shambles. A thief.
Amen.
I don't like thieves. I love the sinner, but I don't have any compassion for a thief.
Yeah.
Amen.
Understand me what I mean here.
Yeah.
We all were in trouble at one time.
Yeah.
We all done things that we shouldn't have done and stolen those. But the kindness and the grace of God appeared and changed our lives.
Praise the Lord.
But when I think about someone stealing something precious away, a false prophet taking something precious away,
Amen.
I don't like thieves. The Lord don't like them either. God help you and I tonight. Folks, we're in a battle. And the battle is hot. There's many being deceived. I don't want to be a part of it. I want to stay with the mother. I want to stay with God's people. I believe the Lord would have you and I to have the victory tonight. I believe He would have you and I to go all the way with Him. To not be slack. Not be short-changed. I don't want to be hiding under anything either. In the book of Ezekiel, I believe he speaks of... You pray for me this evening. Thank God tonight for the truth. I'm glad tonight to be saved. There's nothing like this. I've tried a lot of things in my life. But I tell you, there's nothing like being saved and living for God. 13th chapter of Ezekiel. Because they seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar.
Yes.
Amen. Sounds to me like a pretty shoddy building.
Amen.
Listen, I don't want anything to do with a man-made religion.
Amen.
If God doesn't put it together, I don't want nothing to do with it. He said here, one built a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them, watch out, watchmen, if you don't say unto them, I'm going to require something at your hand, you say unto them, watchmen, you be faithful to discharge your duty now. He said, one built a wall, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar that it shall fall.
Yes.
There shall be an overflowing shower.
Yes.
Not a downpour, but an overflowing shower.
Yeah.
And ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, where is the daubing wherewith ye have daubed it? God help us tonight. There's one thing that's going to stand. That is the Word of God. It has always stood the test of time. It will always endure. It'll go through clear to the very end. And I want to stay close to it. This David said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Having the Word of God abiding in our heart and lives, folks, is very precious to us tonight. It's important. It's a necessity. We must have that above everything else.
Amen.
Lord, help us tonight.
Oh, I'm thankful tonight for God's anointing.
Yes.
I'm thankful tonight the Holy Spirit can reveal
yes.
things to you and I. I don't have to make excuses and say, well, here's really what happened. Or this is really... No, no. Just let the Word of the Lord speak
yes.
to us. Let it speak to us. Don't have to make interpretation and apologies and all. Just let it speak to us.
Amen.
What's it saying to us tonight? There's a lot of things man-made that's going to fall.
Yes.
The Lord has a church. And she's pure. She's clean. She's the only one of her mother. And she stands. She stands above all confusion and doubt in this old world. Thank God tonight for the truth. It'll stand by itself. Oh, this evening, the anointing of God. Look with me briefly here in 1 Samuel. Something important to us that God help us tonight. Samuel took a vial of oil, 1 Samuel 10. I'd like to look at the anointing of King Saul. The man started off right. Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it on his head, and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?
Yeah.
Oh, listen. If you have a Bible, look in the reference over on the date of this anointing. Mine says B.C. 1095.
Yeah.
We'll save a little time tonight. You know the story of Saul. 2 years' time. 2 years' time, I believe, the Bible says that he served the Lord with his heart. With his whole heart.
Yeah.
And then it says, we hear about the fall of Saul.
Yeah.
Quite a time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He lost it.
Yeah.
He lost it, but what? For 32 years, he kept going on.
Yeah.
32 years. There was no anointing on him then.
No.
What happened? The people suffered, didn't they?
Yes.
Was he really the king?
No.
He wasn't. Can you imagine the distress those people were in for that many years? A lot of problems happened in that period of time. But he went on as king. He kept the same place.
Yeah.
He held that same position. I'm going to tell you tonight, when the anointing of the Lord leaves us, we don't ask someone to come up and say, now, Brother Bell, come on now. You sit down. You don't have no anointing. I've seen people try to do those things in the flesh. And I want to tell you, though, Let's go to this point. What we have tonight, I don't have no credentials. I don't have nothing to tell you. Now listen, I've been preaching now for so many years and pull out something to tell you. When we lose the anointing of the Spirit of God, when we lose something in our life, that causes us automatically. We're disqualified. You know what it's time to do? Time for old Brother Bell to do this. Is to sit down.
Yes.
Sit down.
Yes.
That felt pretty good. I'll tell you, if we're not careful, we'll forget. We'll forget that what the true mother started off with. What she started off, he was with, in his own eyes, he was small. He was as nothing. And he got lifted up with pride and seen Samuel gone one day, and then he began to take things in his own hands and said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And it was all over. God help us tonight.
Lord help us.
The true mother is full of anointing of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
The true mother has that anointing flowing through her.
Yes.
And you know, we suffer by saying, oh, don't take him down. He's the king.
Yeah.
The real king. The people suffered, folks. They suffered.
Yeah.
Went through a lot of things.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, that disqualifies. When we, something happens. You see how small a thing it was for Saul?
Yeah.
It seemed a small thing. It took that long, though, for that to come out of his life to find out what kind of fellow he was.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know but what Samuel didn't know it when he anointed him. I don't know that. You don't either. It took that long for it to come out, but he told him, the kingdom's taken away from you. And yet he kept on 32 years, going right on the way he was. Lord, help us tonight. The mother is endued with power. The mother has a capacity. She's full of the Holy Ghost, and she's going through this world and triumphing over sin. Thank God tonight for it. We get out of our place, we lose the anointing, and we might as well give up the kingdom. We might as well sit down and repent, or whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get back in that place. Well, we have the blessings of God in our life. I want to read one more scripture. Hebrews 12 and 22. Oh, tonight the word of the Lord is precious. The word of God will show up defects. The word of God tonight will begin to shook. Help us to see where we're at. Lord, help us this evening. 12 and 22. To your coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. He's at home. Do you hear? Read that? You've come to the city of the living God. He's alive. Knock on his door. He's there. This is God. What do you need? You're coming to that city. Thank God tonight for it. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Talking about being alone tonight. Where's this innumerable company of angels? They're right there with us. They're always with the mother. I want to stay where the angels and where God and the Holy Spirit and love and those things are present. That's the only safe place to be. He said unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Oh, listen tonight. This is real. The real mother still has the baby. Thank God she's taking care of it too. There's been a lot of people who's been trying to steal it away from her. Take that baby away. She's still clinging to it. It's close to her breast. Oh, you won't get nothing. I've watched a mother shield her child from rain. I've watched her cover that baby up and wrap him up in cold weather. I've watched her sit beside the baby in the times he was sick. The church is just like that. She'll stay right with the baby. God help us tonight. Who is the mother? I hope it's been a blessing to you tonight. We have something precious on our hand. A mother loves her children. She'll give her best. She'll go the second mile. She's long-suffering. She's wise. And she will give her life. Thank God tonight. Thank you, Lord.